Hello, this is Norma Sheehan from the Heal Your Hole podcast, asking you to heal my hole for a change, the hole in my pocket. It's just a small one-off payment, no subscriptions, takes 30 seconds to do apparently. So you need to follow the support this show link in the show description. And every payment increases my healing power, so I can continue to tend to your lazy holes, hairy holes, needy holes, itchy holes, money holes, smelly holes, arseholes.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to episode number 37 of the Heal Your Hole podcast with myself, Norma Sheehan, where we will look at all the various holes in your life, physical, mental, spiritual, emotional, financial, comical, sexual, and we give them all a good scene too. Last week we did Turkey's Hole because it was Christmas and we spoke to Dustin the Turkey. So have a listen to that if you want to wet yourself. And the week before, we did Pregnancy Hole before Amy Huberman had her baby. That was a good laugh too. Congrats, Amy. And this week we're doing 2020 Me Hole because it's kind of a wrap up of the year. It's around New Year's when this is released. And I was hoping to speak to Me Hole Martin, our Taoiseach, but he wasn't available. And then I thought I'd speak to Tony Holohan because he's our medical advisor here in Ireland. He wasn't available either, but I have the next best thing, a man called Michael Burns or Mickey Burns, who has ran with the Progressive Democrats. He is an auctioneer and a valuer. He's a great man for great spokesperson. He runs race nights. He's also a vulnerable, so he's got a lot to say on that side of it as well. So he'll be up in a minute. But first I'm going to go out and about and ask people their highs and lows of 2020. I suppose my own ones would have been meeting Matt Damon on Killiney Hill. Low point would have been getting coronally depressed every now and again or COVIDly obese. Other highlights would be bin day, putting out the bins or meeting the postman. Low lights were doing 3 jigsaws in 1 month. I think that was pretty pathetic. Something like that. But I just would like to say a big thank you, though, to everyone who has listened to the podcast and during the year, because it's kept me going and it has actually helped me to get other work, because if you guys hadn't listened to it or told someone else to listen to it, the word wouldn't have got out and I actually got other work out of it. So thank you very much. From a struggling artist standing in a coat cupboard talking to herself, I'm very grateful to you guys, even if you're just playing it on silent, just to keep me happy. And in particular thanks to the people who, you know, put in a little donation, or the ones who, you know, give me support, like Audrey, Claire, Judy, Trace, MJ, Sarah, Danielle. There's so many. Emily, my wonderful editor, Naya, Jennifer Dollard, and the people that came on the podcast, because there's hundreds of people came on, everyone from Mario to Blondie Coffig to Pat Shane, just Mark Howell, just hundreds of people. I can't list them all, but thank you. So here's out and about talking to people on the street about this shit year.
Hi, hi lads, I'm doing a podcast. It's called Heal Your Hole and this week it's called 2020 Me Hole. Have you anything to contribute about this fucker of a year?
It's not been great.
What were your highs and lows?
Not that many highs either, to be honest, but I suppose the lows are the whole pandemic thing. I think there was a pandemic at some point.
Was there?
Yeah, there was, yeah. So.
it didn't kill you anyway, no?
No, I just about survived, so no. It hasn't been a great year, but I don't really have much to add to that. It's just been kind of shit for everyone.
Do you have anything to say? Did you? What was your highlight or lowlight of the year?
Not too many highlights, probably a lot more lowlights.
How's your work, your love life, your money, fucked?
All in shit, yeah. It's grand the way things can all keep going as they are, but kind of getting sick 2020 now at this stage soon.
Did you hit any depression months? Did you hit the bottom at any point?
Not quite there yet, but I know hopefully things will pick up now to 2021 and try and get better a tiny bit.
Are you working or dating or studying, or are you
single? Working from home, single.
Working from home, single.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And you're a man, so you don't like people anyway much.
I enjoy people.
Okay, you're missing the pubs?
I don't drink, so...
You don't drink? Asher, you're delighted with it.
That's it, yeah.
And lads, anything to add there? Go on.
The lads have got it all, they're right, so...
Go on,
Gavin's just saying there, the low light was too many podcasts launched in 2020.
Fair enough. Is that true?
That is true.
Oh my God, that's so true.
Everyone has a podcast.
All right. Well, I'm one of the langers who's done the same. All right. Thanks, lads.
No worries.
Hi, I'm doing a podcast called 2020 Me Whole, right? And I'm looking for opinions for people on the year to sum it up in your... What do you think of the whole shite?
It's been a disaster of a year.
Yeah.
It's been a disaster.
Yeah. I agree with you.
It's been a disaster. I was hoping now that the 20s would be a good decade now. Obviously, we're starting now.
No, and 2021 isn't going to be much better by the looks of it.
It's been a disaster of a year. Yeah.
Yeah. And did you take up anything new to stay sane, like walking or sourdough or something?
Just walking, things like that. And everywhere's closed and it's no pubs open and.
Yeah, to do.
And it's cold outside.
Yeah, I know.
So it's like a crude form of martial law.
I know.
Crude form of martial law. I know we have to be safe, but I think they're taking it a little bit too serious.
I know. And the numbers are gone up now again, unfortunately, with all the socialising at Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, I don't know. How was your work affected or anything? Or are you still working?
Yeah, I lost my job as well.
Shit.
Like everyone else. Like, you lost yours as well, didn't you? Yeah, she lost
both of you lost your jobs.
Yeah, because he was a restaurant that had to close down.
Oh, Jesus, Lance, that's just awful. Because there's some people in IT are having the best years of their lives. They're just in their pyjamas working from their bedrooms. And
so are the off-licenses as well. They're doing very well.
The off-license are doing well, yeah. I'm an artist, so I'm shagged as well. So your restaurants, you're absolutely shagged. Where else? The hospitality industry... the travel, tourism. It's just, it's nasty.
I'd say we could be looking at another recession, I'd say, even when it's over.
Yeah.
Because I say a lot of businesses are going to be broke in the economies. So we could be looking at another depression. I don't know. We don't know yet.
Yeah, I do think financially and mentally depression, I see it coming. I do. And unfortunately, unless people find a new way of living or a new purpose for living.
Yeah, exactly. Like, we have to stand out here now in the cold.
I know.
You have those who live by the rules, obeying everything they're told, and then others who won't, who don't.
Yeah. And also you have days where people are uptight, another day they're relaxed. There's days where I wouldn't get out of my pyjamas, I'd be so mopey, and other days I'd be jumping in the sea and chatting to everyone. Anyway, lads, thanks for your time.
You're welcome. Thank you very much.
Oh, they're really sad. They lost their jobs. I know the feeling, kind of. And that other gang, hate the podcasters, can't blame them, too many podcasts, but you're feck it. So now we're going to speak to Mr. Mickey Burns, Michael Burns, and his friends, Connie Keefe, who is a well-travelled man, very nice gentleman, and they're also in the company of my dear father, Joseph, Joe Sheehan, and Martin is there. He's asked me not to give his surname because the other three are lunatics. But they're all socially distanced and we sound a bit funny because we're wearing masks. Anyway, they're very good. They do their bubbles and they do their pods and they keep their distance and they're having a great time. So here we go. So I'm here anyway with Connie and Mickey and Joe and Martin, the boys, and they've just finished watching a race. So they're going to give me 3 minutes of their time. Connie, what was your, any stories from 2020, any interactions, any highlights?
Yes, I went to get my eyes tested.
Yeah.
The optician said, what can I see? And I said, I can see empty airports, empty football grounds, closed theatres, closed pubs. That's perfect, the optician told me. You've got 20/20 vision.
That's the best story I've heard this year. Oh my God.
Well, it's a good analysis of what happened.
And Mickey, yourself, any highlights
to
your year?
I must say that if the whole thing didn't interfere with me that much, in that I'm a self-employed, one-man show, I go leave every morning at 8:30, I do my day's work on my own, in my car, visit people's houses, have cups of tea, all one-to-one, come home and earn a good living.
Yeah.
And every day I come home, I turn on the television and watch the racing. So I haven't had a boring day in the whole year.
Now, I'm sensing you've never had a boring day in your life.
Actually, you might be right there.
Yeah.
I've had a fairly active life now, in other words. We've had it fairly strong from our college days. There wasn't too many weekends when we had nothing to do.
No, no. But you,
In actual fact, there wasn't many Monday, Tuesday, Wednesdays when we had nothing to do.
But you,
In fact, it was non-stop, go, go, go.
But you,
and as I said to Joe today myself, I said, Joe, we didn't miss much. He said, you're perfectly right. We missed nothing.
So the off licences kept everyone going, even if the pubs were shut.
Well, not necessarily. I don't think drink is that relevant in this whole situation.
It does help, though.
It does help to keep us active. Yeah, that's your right, Julia. Right.
Yeah, my father got a what do you call those measure things into the kitchen, Joe?
The optics.
Yeah, actually, I noticed today is two.
Two of them?
Yeah.
Maybe you're seeing double.
That was an increase in business, I'd say, during the pandemic.
What are you saying?
There was an increase in visitors.
Right.
As I understand it, the house was fairly active.
Yeah,
during the pandemic.
Yeah. Now, I did know this only Jameson goes on the optics, is it?
Well, he's paid, by Jameson.
Oh, is he sponsored by
Jameson? Yeah, he's sponsored by Jameson. See, I tried to get sponsorship from Powers, but in actual fact, it's the same drink anyway. Powers and Jameson.
I noticed someone poured, we poured a bottle of Paddy on the pudding this Christmas, and I was like, save it. And my sister goes, sure, no one drinks that poison. It is only
did it go
pudding.
On fire?
Oh, well, it hit the roof. I mean, hit the
there
roof.
There you are. See, Jameson wouldn't hit the roof, it would only go about 2 feet.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. So, wouldn't go the whole way up.
There's less.
Hole.
Yeah, you want to be careful there now.
You get a hole in the roof. Less petrol in that. So come here to me. What do you make of the whole politics of the year anyway? Because you're obviously, you're well informed.
I'm very political, yeah. I think Leo Varadkar had a great year.
Yeah.
Michal did his best. But there's some pricks in that party, you know.
Yeah.
They should get their arses kicked.
Would you do better?
Would I do better?
Yeah.
Well, now, I would have been one of these people that I know I'm going to be controversial here. I cannot understand why we're not paying water charges. I cannot understand it.
Okay.
Like Cove. There's shit going into Cove morning, noon and night into the water.
Okay.
And they're the first people out with their placards.
So if we paid the water charges, we wouldn't...
That would be sorted.
The E. coli would be gone.
Oh, the whole lot would be gone.
Okay, because I swim above in Dublin and I have to go in, I have to avoid one side of Dunleary because it's got the poo in it. I have to go over to the other side because there's no effluent over the other side.
If we had water charges, I'd be all sorted.
Really?
Yes.
Right, okay. Because you can live on water.
Because the gadget in the village keeps turning and twisting and the sort of all.
Right.
Fairly straightforward.
You won't be around.
You don't have to be an engineer.
Sure, God love him. He thinks the water's going to kill COVID and all, I'd say, does he? The pint of water. and sorry, how many vulnerables do we have in the room? I hate to.
Well, Joe is 72 and a half.
Yeah.
I'm 71 and a half.
I didn't reach
it. Connor's hitting the 68.
What do you make of this vulnerable?
I'm 45, but getting there.
Yeah, I feel a bit vulnerable myself.
You do.
So what do you feel? Do you think this vulnerable thing is a joke?
Well, I think that I have no underlying condition. If I could get my hips right, I'd be flying.
Your hips don't lie?
My hips don't lie.
Right.
But I'm lucky I have nothing internal to worry about.
Okay, good.
But in fact, I kept as low-key as I could.
Would you take the vaccine, lads?
Yes.
No problem, I don't know what that...
Yes.
No, I'm not into social media and I know who these people say they won't take it. What kind of dopes are they? But anyway,
they think it'll get
everybody must take it or nobody takes it because there's always half the people take it.
Yeah.
We must all take it.
To be like those ones who don't take the measles thing and then it comes back around again.
Oh,
right. And Connie, have you no travelling much, I suppose, this year?
I've finished time I'm on lockdown and not allowed to travel.
Not allowed to travel?
I've been stuck here since the 4th of December.
Right.
And no better place to be stuck.
And how does it affect, because you're a bit of a traveller, like?
I've been a traveller all my life.
Yeah.
Not in that community, but a frequent traveller.
Right, a frequent traveller. Right, yeah. Okay. And how are you finding home?
Oh! God, he told me this morning he was bored stiff.
You're looking well.
Yes, struggling to stay with this cold weather. I'm used to the warm weather, but
yeah.
I have to... Stay until we can get flights over here.
And you're finding enough houses that will substitute as pubs.
Yes.
Well, it's not all about drinking though here.
Is it not?
No, I think it's actually, I was at home the other night and my wife accused me of being an alcoholic as she had about her third whiskey and I was only after that's wine. And I just think that it is a bit unfair the way people take advantage of you.
You see, but the problem is, you'd be a bit like me, Mickey. you seem drunk at all times. I could go through a year where I don't drink at all and people have taken the keys off me and told me not to drive home, and I'm going, I haven't drank.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Correct.
That's correct. And what about sport? I see you're watching the horses here.
Maybe lost without the GGs.
Okay, and how are you coping with the false clapping at the sport and the one in the crowd at the races?
It's of course not satisfactory, but it's lovely to see all the good horses. At least the owners are there, the trainers are there. The owners aren't there.
They're not there.
But at least the business is carrying on. Yeah. It keeps us all interested.
Isn't Ted Walsh brilliant? Isn't the way he's like a comedian of the horsing industry.
I can tell you this: he's made his match in Jimmy Mangan's girl Jane.
Right,
definitely made his match. She is absolutely, I must say, excellent, and she has her work done every time she goes on.
Oh, cute, right? Okay.
Actually, Ted is a bluffer.
I know, but that's what I say.
Ted, is he listening now? Ted, you're a bluffer.
He's an entertainer, though. Isn't he?
But if you get 4 million for land up around Kildare, I mean, you don't have to work too hard to.
Okay.
Whatever. Right. Was it 5 million? I'm not sure.
Was it 5 million he got? Right.
Yeah, I made 10 a few days. I always remember a friend of mine telling me one time when he was an amateur jockey and paying him off, and you had to pay the jockeys that time, but you had to go into the loo to pay them, see, because they were amateur jockeys.
Oh, because they weren't supposed to pay.
That's right, yeah. So my friend was inside in the loo and he was trying to get the money under the table.
Stick a few 50s under the partition.
Under the gadget.
Yeah.
When something inside was
inside. Oh, Jesus.
And he was hoping to make sure that it was Ted was inside and not the next loo. There might be the wrong fella. But anyway, it was funny. But Ted always got paid in there.
Ted always got paid in the amateur days. And his family, sure, the whole family are at it now. The daughters.
Where are they looking today? Looking Katie up top of the horse.
She's mighty.
And then they won the Fittest Family last night, I heard.
They did. The Walshes.
Well,
sure, I won that 2 years ago.
Do we know that? Am I saying, like, they're second rate?
And they're sporty people, like.
Well, Ted and Katie are anyway.
What do they ask them to do? Do they have to ride a horse?
What do they do?
I said
it was the same as usual, wasn't it?
The same as usual.
It was tougher. Well, no, it couldn't have been tougher.
Yeah,
should have been
hard enough to get up the
How long did Nina Carberry hold on to the team?
Four minutes.
Oh, the bitch. I only did two and a half.
Norm.
Yeah, well, I did the best of the day, though. But we know athletes
I had a pain in my chest watching you.
I looked good hanging over the Liffey because no one else did better than me.
You're perfectly right there.
Yeah. The rest of them were only for Leonard Sullivan actually carrying us all around. We would never have won them out.
But anyway, the Walshes apparently
they
won last
night. And last year it was an Olympian.
The opposition was very poor, last night. It was very poor.
And last year it was two Olympians won, Robert Heffernan and his wife, and they have Olympic medals. So we were just Joe Bloggses. But anyway.
Walkers. What I was fascinated by was that she actually were only brought into it late. He had no chance to train.
Sorry, Martin. The moral of the story, so even when Ted Welch was inside the toilet wiping his.
With 50
he was still getting money.
Oh my god. Right, so any other funny stories from the year before I wrap up?
Funny stories. We've actually made huge efforts to keep each other
sane
in the pod, as we call it. We've created a bit of a pod, and I think we've been successful.
It was great when Corona was supposed to be a drink, right? And Donald was supposed to be a duck. Well done. Well done. But I think a lot of God help us people. There's a lot of people out there. God help us.
Yeah.
Make no effort. They don't seem to know how to entertain themselves.
Right.
They don't seem to know how to communicate. When I hear, nobody called to my house last 6 years, but they have a bloody electronic gates.
You know what I say?
You can't get in.
Get up off your hole and make
get
an effort
up
yourself.
Off your arse.
Do you know what I used to do? And I don't know if it's right or wrong. I used to go and queue in different supermarkets. Now, I'd be 2 metres from people, but I'd do my shopping in one supermarket. Then I'd go to another supermarket and chat to people. And then when I'd get to the front of the queue, I'd pretend I'd forgotten my wallet and head off. Go to another supermarket, queue for another 15 minutes, chat to another, just to talk to a lamppost.
There's no doubt about it that some people are, they're babies.
Yeah.
They're babies,
yeah,
and they're not involved in anything. They don't want to know about anything. But suddenly, when they need something, they're wondering where everybody is.
And the notion no one can get in their electric gates.
It's very sad.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
Very, very
fuck
sad.
Off gates.
Fuck off
and
gates.
Fuck
is that what they're called?
But you can get over his gates. See? You can actually climb over.
It depends on the locality.
But I'm just saying to you, in this house, when you were all growing up, you were coming and going at 3 or 4 in the morning. And all of this
totally. We all knew that the end sliding door, we could get in at 3 in the morning if we were
and
drunk
our
or
house
not drunk.
The same?
Yeah.
Times have changed
times
so
a bit.
Much.
Yeah.
Ah, sure. Yeah. The people today are... A lot of people are sad today.
They
don't know how to enjoy themselves.
Not like you anyway.
Well,
I mean,
since we keep
going. Our enjoyment was people.
You are the party.
If you knew all the people that we know.
Yeah.
Fella said to me about, what's those telephone things?
Mobile phones, iPhones.
No, but what's all the
texting.
Where do you, all these Jack.
Instagrams.
Twitters,
Facebooks.
I have 900 numbers on my phone.
You do?
900. And I can ring any 10 of them any week and meet them.
Yeah.
All my leaving cert classes on an app.
Go away.
And we have fun.
Go away.
Non-stop. My UCC graduate classes on my app.
How much more drink
you have after? What do I... So 900 numbers in total.
Go away.
And I would say that if I get bored, I can ring any 5 any night.
Do you have do you ever have a brain melt, though, where you have to turn it off and go away, you 900 freaks?
But they don't be ringing me. I seem to be always ringing them.
Right. Okay, so you're the freak that...
Like Martin now and Joe would be more the more prominent members of my phoning people. But they are there I get bored.
They can block you as well, you know, by the way.
They don't seem
to. If you're driving them mad.
I think my most fascinating app, and this is of interest to you, is my Leaving Cert class of 1967 in Clarks Creasery.
Okay.
And we've had our
would
drinks
I know,
night.
Would I know anyone on it? Would
meeting,
I know?
No.
Is there any packies or Liam's?
No, a lot of them were footballers playing with Nemo and all that type of thing.
Yeah.
And I was from the bars, so I was only an irrelevant person in the group. And I used to go to school every day with my boots on my carrier, hoping to get a game. But my mother bought me a racing bike.
Yeah.
So when I go from my house in the lock and out to Turner's Cross and over to the school, it was always nearly downhill.
Great.
So I started doing Leicester Pickett.
Oh, Jesus.
And then I'd be up on my bike and say, I'm a fire and they go, and I'd be given the comedy drink. And they go, I'm a fire and they go, and the sand dots from Jerry, and then they get to Turner's Cross. I actually give myself a big commentary.
Oh, my God.
And I'd come into the school.
And how did you get up the hill home?
That was the problem, coming home at lunchtime, you were going up the hill and you were pretending you were at Limerick on a very mucky day. And Tommy Carmody is pushing his mountain out. Talking to myself all the time. I went home my lunch and then back down again in the morning and then it's Leicester Pickett.
And he's coming up to the last
four. To all, you were always... Because do tell me, do people go on their bike saying nothing?
No, I just suppose not. Is that where you got your talent
you
for race nights?
You have to be talking to the bike and you're saying to him, come on, and you're saying, and you're using your... I took the ruler as my
and you're only allowed to flip it in the air. You can't even tip the bike because you'll get banged.
That's true. My new bike, my
You get a speeding ticket.
You get a speeding ticket. And is that where you got your talent then for race nights? Because you host race nights,
well,
don't you?
Well, race nights. So that's a whole
new... I'm not going out there. You go out there.
No, that was... actually, that's a whole new game where
a lot of people were looking for ideas on how to fundraise.
Yeah.
And I heard about a race night, and a guy called Liam Sheehan from Whitechurch, you know, one time. We were at one night, and the commentator actually sat in the corner with his microphone.
Boring,
looking at the wall, wondering what time you get paid and go away. And I said to Liam, Jesus, if we did this, we could do it. So he got me to do it for the Whitechurch Community Centre.
Yeah.
And I decided I'd do MC.
Yeah.
And it was a huge success.
You've done thousands of them, have you?
I was, after that, I was doing sometimes up to 150 a year.
Jesus Christ. So you were doing
30 years ago.
Oh my
working
God.
Out.
Now, I hope you were getting paid for a few of them, because they were all charity, by the way. That's not me barking.
I was getting paid,
that is,
yes,
not me
barking. But I have registered my income with the tax revenue.
Oh, don't mind your tax.
Tax compliance.
No one cares about tax. Even me whole Martin doesn't care about the tax anymore. Just do whatever you can to survive.
Why'd you say that?
Nobody can check your books anymore. So this year is a write off. Just do whatever you like.
Well, I suppose actually you're right when it's all on the computer, no, it's telling me invoices. You know, so I file them all.
Yeah.
But by the end of the year, I can't find them.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
Michael, to forget about the past, it's gone.
Right.
Don't stress about the future, it hasn't arrived.
Yeah.
So today is a gift, make it beautiful.
Well, I think you're doing that, lads.
And so, what's 18 inches, one of our friends? Remember that. Always remember to be...
You know, about a VIP.
Yeah.
It's nice to be a VIP. A VIP is nice, but it's more important to be nice.
Oh, yeah, I know that one.
Yeah, that
it's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice.
Nice.
Exactly.
I think that would be all our theory.
Oh,
of
yeah. But I'm a fierce snob, so I think it's a...
I don't know.
No, you're a bit of a snob, aren't you? But you're not a big snob.
Oh.
You're sort of a level. Type.
Yeah, I do my best. All right, lads, I'll wrap this up. So 2020 me whole can go and... It wasn't too bad for you guys.
Wasn't too bad, no.
2021 is on the horizon.
It will. By the summer, we'll be all fine.
If anybody is bored, it's their own fault.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Well, at least we're not drinking Corona. What is it, Carlsberg? Lovely.
Well, I had great fun doing that. Whether you enjoyed listening to it or not, I'm sorry about that. But I had a great time. Great time with the lads. And yeah, they certainly know how to have a great time too. So thanks for that, Connie, Martin, Mickey, and Dad. And next week I'm hoping to do something like Healthy Hole or Fit Hole or something like that, you know, because it is January and we're meant to start moving or getting up off our holes and getting on with it, absolutely, even though we're in lockdown. Anywho, okay, tell your friends if you enjoyed the podcast, and if you didn't enjoy the podcast, you can shut your hole. And do share, like, subscribe, whatever you have to do. And yeah, spread the word. Thanks a million.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.